Yo, 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 it's your boy Dallas. Happy Monday. Good at, well, what time is? Oh, 11:43. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We almost at 12 o'clock, so I can say happy afternoon. How you doing? It's your boy Dallas and my man Dr. Munn is in the building. So, it's Monday, and today's a special day. You know, we like to get special homages to certain artists on this particular radio station, and we like to play their music too. So today we got a real good one. Today is, how many years is it?
It's been 23 years since Eazy-E's been gone. He died on his day, March 26, 1995.
You know what's crazy? A lot of stars have died on this particular day right here. We got Biggie. Now we got Craig Mack. Now, and then it's Eazy-E's death. A lot of deaths in March. I'm just saying. Maybe it's Illuminati. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a conspiracy. I don't know. Don't know. I'm just saying. A lot of stars. But we want to pay homage today to Eazy-E on his day right here. He died on what year was it?
95.
I'm 36 years old. I remember when Eazy-E died. I remember that day right there. That day was a crazy, because he had AIDS.
We didn't even know
he had. He died of AIDS. So wrap it up, man. That's the era back in the 90s when AIDS was a very large, heavy epidemic. It was a crazy epidemic. So it's still there. So you got to protect yourself, man. Wrap up. But Eazy-E was from the West Coast, if you didn't know. He was from Compton, if you didn't know that. If you're trying to figure who Eazy-E was, just go watch the movie Straight Outta Compton. That's the Eazy-E movie. One of the best movies ever made from the West Coast. It's a lot of movies from the West Coast. It's been made like Poetic Justice. The Tupac movie, which I gave it a thumbs up. I gave it a thumbs for the Tupac movie. The reason why I gave it a thumbs up before we even go farther is because the guy that played Tupac looked just like Tupac.
Demetrius Shipp.
He looked just like Tupac. Split image. He had to get that role. Now, the reason why I didn't like it, it was sort of some of the acting, I guess. You know, it was good. Could have been better, but my bad, sport my black. And I just think that Straight Outta Compton, which was a hellified goddamn movie. Straight Outta Compton is one of my all-time favorite bio story movies ever. Straight Outta Compton, that's definitely in the top five. And I'm going to tell you my top five right now, bio movies. I'm going to tell you right now. I think every black person should have this top five in their household, or they should have already seen it on TV, but you should have it in your deck. And I'm going to give you the top five right now, Dr. Munn. I'm going to give you top five. Number one, The Temptations. The Temptations is number one. Why? Because that is one of the best bio movies ever made. That right there. If you don't know that movie by heart, then you just ain't black.
It is male R&B groups from the 60s and 70s.
The Temptations. Second, and this is my favorite movie right here. This is one of my favorite movies right here. The Five Heartbeats. The Five Heartbeats. The Five Heartbeats is one of the...
What's love got to do with it?
What's number three is What Love Got to Do with It?
The Jackson 5 movie, Jackson's American Dream. I like that.
Oh yeah. But we about to come right back real quick. I don't know what's going on with this phone, but this is Crew Love Radio. Yeah, we back. So it cut me off. I think something happened to the. I don't even know what happened, but. The top five all black movies that you should have in your collection as a black person. And I'm going to give you the five. If you didn't know the first time, you're going to know it again. Hold on, for my black. Cause this right here is very real. Hold on. Number one, all time favorite black movie that a black person should have seen was The Temptations. Should have seen The Temptations. If you ain't seen The Temptations, then you ain't black. Number two, What's Love? No, I'm sorry. Five Heartbeats. The Five Heartbeats. If you ain't seen David Ruffin and all of them, if you ain't seen all them movies, you ain't black. Number three, The Mac. If you ain't seen the Mac Goldie, if you ain't seen Goldie, you ain't black. Where we at? Number four. What's number four, Dr. Munn?
What's love got to do with it?
What's love got to do? Oh, yeah. Definitely had Tina Turner and Ike Turner. What's love got to do with it? You definitely got to see that. That right there definitely should be in your bio of being a black person. And what's the last one, Dr. Munn?
Jackson's The American Dream. Michael Jackson.
The Jacksons?
Yeah.
I would say the Jacksons of all time black music bio. I would have to say the Jacksons. Yeah, the Jacksons. Because that's the one with the little dude. Because it was, matter of fact, it's two versions. Oh, The American Dream.
Yeah.
The American Dream. Yeah, The American Dream was a dope-ass one. The American Dream was a dope-ass one. But if you got any more, man, let me know, man. Call in. We always open to talk about the black movies. So, this is Crew Love. It's my man. Who we got? Dr. Munn. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Munn.
Oh, that's all. Shout out to Jason Mitchell for playing Eazy-E in the Straight Outta Compton movie. Big ups to you. You did a good job with that.
Yeah. He definitely did a good job.
Jason Mitchell.
Yeah, today's the Eazy-E day, man. We're doing 23 years of Eazy-E's death, but you know, we celebrating life for all the dead soldiers out there. 23 years of Eazy. So, I guess this is it. See y'all later. Crew love.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.